holding in Pas Akum. So we were giving the background last week about the Isser Pas Akum, that the Isser was Mishum Pasus, that they didn't want that whatever is necessary, a person should be a hecker between a Yid and a Goy. So therefore, they assered Pas Palter. So they assered Pas Palter, the bread of a Pas Goy, Pas Akum. Now, we explained that there's different minhagim on this between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and the background information, just to chazer quickly, was because that takana, that gzera of Pas Palter, of Pas Akum, wasn't accepted by everybody across the board at that time. So the Mechaber was, how far wasn't accepted? The Ramah seems to say it wasn't Mekubal Bechlal, only for Pas Balabais. But for Pas Palter, it wasn't Mekubal Bechlal, and therefore, even if you have a choice, equal choice, to take Pas Palter or Pas Akum, you could take Pas Palter according to the strict
Pas Akum and Pas Palter.
Pas Palter or Pas Yisrael, okay. You could take Pas Palter. Okay? Pas Balabais, Mamash from a Goyish neighbor, that even the Ramah's Machmer says you shouldn't do, but Pas Palter seems like from the Ramah is Mutter. Okay? The Mechaber says no. If you can get Pas Yisrael, then you have to take Pas Yisrael. You're not allowed to have Pas Palter.
Palter means what?
A baker. Meaning baker. A Goyish baker. Meaning it's commercial, as opposed to just your neighbor, even if it's kosher, but since it's your neighbor and it's more friendly, so then Chazal asked that under all circumstances. But a commercial baker who's not really out there to befriend you by giving you his bread, so there's more room to be lenient. So the Ramah is lenient all the way, and the Mechaber, who's the Sfardim, if the Pas Yisrael is equally available, you have to take the Pas Yisrael. Now, there's one Kula that the Mechaber says. The Mechaber says that if there is Pas Yisrael available, but it's inferior quality to the Pas Palter, you're allowed to take the Pas Palter. The question we brought up last week, what if it's the same quality, but it's more expensive? Pas Yisrael is more expensive. It's not inferior quality, but it's more expensive. So he said, at least the Sfarim that I saw, the Chalkas Binyamin, he brings down that it's Aser, because that's not considered of better quality. The whole idea was is that people have to live, and they need bread, and therefore people like certain types of bread, so they were makel. But this is not inferior quality. It's more geschmack to pay to get a good deal. But as far as the Takana goes, the Takana would apply even if as long as it's available. Even if it's more expensive. So according to the Sfardim, then if it's more expensive but equally available, you'd have to get the Pas Yisrael. If it's inferior quality, if the Pas Yisrael is inferior to the Pas Palter, then even according to the Mechaber, one would be permitted, Pashtus, to get the Pas Palter. Now,
inferior
subjective or objective? So that's the machlokes between me and my wife regarding certain Cheerios or whatever. She can't eat anything else for her. You know. Now, one second. So where does one other halacha is that there is a shver machaber. The machaber says at the end of the simen, says yesh mi sha'omer shehanizhar mi pas oivid kirchavim. If you're a nizar for pas oivid kirchavim. And you're out traveling. If you're traveling and there's 4 milin away, pass Yisrael, then you should go get the pass Yisrael. Wait until you have the pass Yisrael. It's four milin away. Now a mil is 18 minutes. We're talking about 72 minutes is available as the pass Yisrael. So someone will learn out from there what means yesh mishayimer. But why should you wait for it? It's not available. There's no Pas Yisrael available over here. So it would seem as though is that there is a shita that would say is that it's worthwhile to wait. According to the Mechaber, you would have to wait rather than get the Pas Palter. Okay, in other words, you see, outside factor, well, it's more geschmack to get it now. I want it now. I don't want to wait, or whatever. Outside factors don't go in. You would even have to wait up to 72 minutes, okay, if you're traveling to not take the Pas Palter, but to wait for the Pas Yisrael. Okay, so now.
How long do you have to wait?
He's saying 72 minutes.
72 minutes.
Traveling.
Is the most?
Now, not necessarily. That means you have to travel 72 minutes to get it, but if you're traveling anyway, and here is Passepalter's available. But if you go a little bit further, here is only Passepalter available. But if you keep on going on your way, in 72 minutes you'll hit the Passepal. You should wait for the Passepal.
B'cherah
has to be B'cherah. Now, what? Yeah. Now.
You said the other day you have to go 18 minutes.
Yeah. So the Aruch HaShulchan says. So that's what I'm saying. The Aruch HaShulchan says is that this mechaber is introducing a new shita that holds that to be makpid on Pas Yisrael no matter what, even if there's no Pas Yisrael available. Basically, they ask for Passepalter under all circumstances, not just when they're both available, like the Ramal, when the Mechaber was originally mashed. When they're both available, get the Pas Yisrael. No, even if it's not really available, we need Passepalter. Even Passepalter, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, okay. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan explains this Mechaber. That means that you have to that there is a shita out there that would be so machmer that it's not considered available. That doesn't make a difference if the Pas Yisrael is not available. If as long as you can get it theoretically, you have to get the, obviously you don't have to starve. So, okay. Now here, the reason I'm bringing this up is because we ended up with a question last week. What about for Ashkenazim? Ashkenazim, what's our minhag? So the Shach says, the lashon of the Shach precisely is that Ashkenazim, it's a nice thing. That's his exact lashon. Near the Yeshli Zohar, Af Kolim Eis Hashanah. So the Rama says, the Shach says it's a good thing, Yeshli Zohar, even for Ashkenazim, to be Machmer, according to the Mechaber, that if it's equal, the Pas Yisrael with the Pas Palta, you should get the Pas Yisrael. Okay? But he says, even if you're not going to be Machmer, the rest of the year, Aser Yisrael Mitzvah, you should be Machmer. Now, what does it mean, you should be Machmer, Aser Yisrael Mitzvah? It doesn't mean you have to be Machmer as much as the Sfardim are Machmer the rest of the year. That means, if it's equal, and you can get it, and it's available, get the Pas Yisrael. But it's not available in Pas Yisrael. It's only available in Passepalter. Should you, on a serious Yimei Tshuva, do you have to be Machmer? Or you say, no. The whole point is, on a serious Yimei Tshuva, I just do what the Sfardim do the rest of the year. I don't have to be more Machmer. So, the Aruch HaShulchan says, and that seems to be the minhag, is, I don't know if it's brought down, is that on a serious Yimei Tshuva, you're Machmer on Pas Yisrael, even if the Pas Yisrael is not really available. If you're going to start, you know, but if that particular thing is not available, you have to wait or whatever, is that since there is a shita out there that the Sfardim would have to wait no matter what and basically avoid it, even if the Pas Yisrael is not available. So Lididan on a serious Mitzvah, then a person would avoid the Passepalter no matter what. Okay? That's why I'm bringing that in, because we ended up with that question, and that seems to be the Yishuv, is that we're Machmer on it, on a serious Mitzvah, no matter what. But leaving aside a serious Mitzvah, the Indian would just to be Machmer for Ashkenazim is when the Pas Yisrael is available and if it's not of inferior quality. Okay. We went on to discuss last week a little bit what's included in Pas. Is it only bread or is it other items as well? So the halacha is that it's not only bread. It's anything which is considered Pas, even if it's Pasabal B'Kislin. Pasabal B'Kislin means is that it's theoretically considered bread, but you only make mezoinus on it. Why do you only make mezoinus on it? Because it's not made to be meal food, like bread. It's made more to be snack food. So what happens if you take bread and you turn it into a snack food as opposed to a staple, like a meal type food? So the halacha is it turns from a hamotzi to a mezonos. But it's still called bread as far as the Torah is concerned. In fact, what the Kivager says is that the reason why you make an alamichia on these types of things, even though the midaraisa called bread, is because midaraisa you're yotzei benching with alamichia. Because you don't need to make three brachos midaraisa. Midaraisa you only need to make one. So the Kivager proves that you can be yotzei benching midaraisa with alamichia because of the fact that you make an alamichia on a pasuk b'kisne. Because midaraisa is called bread. So, in other words, let me give you an example. Chal. challah. Challah is bread. Okay, now let's say you take dough, you split up the dough. You take half the dough and you make bread. And half the dough, your daughter says, I want to make kokosh cake. So you spread a kokosh cake.
It's a kokosh
cake. Oh, listen, I don't want to get you hungry, but I'm going to describe it. You take the dough, you spread it out, and then you take your schmuck chocolate, okay, and you spread it all over. And then if you're really, you know, you can spread different types of chocolate and, you know, thick layers of it, okay? You roll it up, you put some very, very heavy layers of cinnamon and all sorts of good things on the top, and it looks like a roll, basically.
Like a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, chocolate. It's like kokosh cake. So you take the cake and you bake it, okay? So it's the same exact dough. This one you just baked into challah, and this one you added. Okay. So the halacha is a kokosh cake you make a mezoinis, and the bread you make a moitzi. It's the same dough. Teretz is because that's by definition, since it has chocolate and cinnamon and it's sweet and all that, it's by definition a snack type of food. It's not a staple. It's not a bread type food. So therefore, you only make hamoitzi on bread, but you make mezoinis on cake, even though it's the same exact dough. Okay? And you'll make an almichi on the cake, and you'll make hamoitzi on the thing. Now, that applies to any dough, which is a thick dough. What? It's made to be a food, a meal item. It's made to be, you have sandwiches with it, you fill yourself up with it. The cake, you're not supposed to fill yourself up with it. You're sweet. Oh, so you have raisin challahs and they're all sweet and all this in a chanami. Depends how sweet it is. Depends how sweet it is. Someone asked me, he said that they have chocolate filled challah. They said, what chocolate filled challah? Why isn't that kokosh cake?
Guava filled challah. They have guava filled challah.
Basically, if you have all this filled.
It's braided. And you use it for.
I don't know if it's because of anything. Maybe it's not. I mean, I don't know.
You take your, let's say, Gula Merchant, all of the dots, Mizonos rolls, right? For all the different sandwiches, but all the bread says, Birchas Mizonos.
But
the mice, you're eating as a regular sandwich. As far as anyone looks at it, you
it's
have
considered,
no clue,
right.
But for the fact they told you it's Mizonos.
Right. So if you can't taste that it's sweet, there's nothing to talk about. And even if you could taste that it's sweet, but if you're eating it as a meal, it's hard to understand
right.
Why
so
it would be Mizonos. I don't know. It's hard to understand why it would be Mizonos.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, like airlines, they put on all this,
right.
You know. Yeah, I personally don't make mezonos on that stuff.
Can you wash it? I mean, the mice that's made out of fruit shoots instead of made out of.
Never,
so, yeah, but you're using it as your meal.
Is it what your mouth shoves or what it's made out of? Because that's the answer to the rabbi's question with the challah. You're asking how could the challah.
It's
all
true, but
so I'm making a lechem mishum.
It's true, but even if you take a piece of cake and you're kaveh suda on it, that means that you take a piece of cake and you sit down. And you know what? I don't have time to eat lunch. I'm having six slices of kokosh cake with peanut butter. I'm going
to
have a sandwich.
You can use a shalom cake as
a lechem. You may not get up afterwards.
You can use a cake as a lechem mishum.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So then the airline, you're sitting down for a lunch with the mezonos on some mochi anyway.
You don't have six slices.
I don't know. I mean, I'm getting off topic. But my point is one point. I don't want to get too far off topic. You're going to learn that by the dear. You're going to learn that by the Mr. Brewer's here tonight.
Right.
That's the share tonight.
Right.
Comes on the
chesed.
So the. He said you could try to listen to the shiur, right?
Yeah. Right, that's the shiur.
Yes, at least. So anyway, so the point is that's also considered bread. So since those things are also considered bread, or let's say pretzels, hard pretzels, it's thick dough that's baked. It just happens to be they make it a little crunchier to be a snack as opposed to a meal. So since those things are called pas, the rice, they're called lechem. Therefore, you have to take challah off of it. If you're baking a bakery, you have to take challah off of it, and it's really bread. So therefore, they're subject to the law. Of pasa baba kisna. So all cakes, cookies, all these things are subject to the law of pas palter, and therefore, again, if they're available in pas yisrael, you should have to take the pas yisrael. Okay, so
but only if it's the same quality.
Only if it's the same quality. That's what we said last week. The Stella Dora cookies, you know, they don't make those in pas yisrael.
Krispy Kreme.
Okay, so let's get to that.
Besides the
chol yisrael. So fine. fine. Now, we mentioned last week about cereals, various types of cereals, like Cheerios. So there's one other factor is that it has to be baked, not cooked. So let's say you take pasta. You roll out the dough, and you cut it into there, and you boil it into pasta. So since it's boiled, not baked, then it loses the shein lechem. It's not called bread anymore. And therefore, since it's totally cooked, not baked, it's not lechem, and it's okay. It could be totally palter, made of goyim. It's not a problem. Maybe it's a problem with bishul akum, but that's a separate issue. We'll take up that next week.
Well, they were mevashalos.
No, if you buy it right, no. So the question comes up, what about donuts? Donuts is a dough, but it's deep fried. So our minig is we make a mezonis on it, okay? So the question is, since it's deep fried, is that considered cooked? It's not baked. It's considered cooked, essentially. It's cooked. What's the difference if you cook something in water or cook something in oil? And since it's cooked, what?
Oil is
hotter. Yeah. So we had an incident one time in my house. We were trying to make donuts for Hanukkah. So we boiled up a pot of oil and took the dough in it. Now it started. Whoa, it was crazy. So we took it outside, off the flame. Took it outside, put it in the front lawn, or whatever in the back. And it was so hot, we cooked like another 10 donuts while sitting there on the front lawn, off the fire. Clearishin, it totally cooked, you know, off the fire. This stuff gets very hot. But the bottom line is, it's a shiloh whether that's considered, since it's cooked, it doesn't lose its teras bread. It doesn't lose its shame lechem. It doesn't lose the shame of bread. It's a machloikis. It's a machloikis about it. So, since it's a machloikis, so therefore there are those that say that therefore you should be machmer on donuts, you know, that they do have the legabe aser shnei tshuva or whatever, that you should only eat the pas yisrael, not the pas palter. Now, if you have donuts which are inferior, or they don't exist in pas yisrael, so then echanami. So then you can get for sure the pas palter. And even if they do exist, I'm saying it's a machloikis whether bechlal, a donut, is subject to the law. What about a bagel?
It's
not going to be bishlakim for different reasons, which we'll discuss when we get up to bishul. But okay. Now,
you do both.
Yeah, so I think that by a bagel, the halacha is that what happens is I think they boil it and then they bake it. I tried to look it up. Yeah, so therefore, since it's baked at the end, for sure it's considered bread, even if you hold that the donut is not, the bagel is. And therefore, the bagel, again, if it will be subject to these halachas that regarding a Sarasimei Tshuva, or regarding those that want to be machmer, if you can get an equally good bagel in Pas Yisrael, then it will be subject to the laws of Pas Yisrael. Okay? Now, the next shaila is, and we started talking about it last week also, is what about, how do you turn something into Pas Yisrael? Okay? You have these bakeries, these huge operations, and usually the ovens have to be very hot. So they have to be on, like, you know, in the early in the morning. They have to turn them on or get them going. So what do you have to do to make a pas yisrael? Do you have to actually have the Jew bake it? The Jew has to actually put the bread in the oven, or can you do anything? So the halacha is that as long as the Jew helps the fire along, that's enough to consider a pas yisrael. And we said last week that's why some kashrus agencies hold that they have like this glow in light or whatever that adds to the heat, and it lasts for a very long time, and therefore if you have this glowing light, okay, since it provides heat into the oven, there are those that say it's okay. We spoke last week, someone was here from the RB, and they were saying, I know Rabbi Heinrich says it's okay, and I saw the OU says it's a problem, and the question is, different agencies, you know, take on different leniences on this, but that's the point. The idea would be, is that if you have some sort of heat, which is being added on, even though maybe insignificant, is that enough to make it that it's pas yisrael, not pas palter? Okay, so that's the shayla, but for the most part, as long as the Jew is adding to the heat, it's enough.
So, you know, if they started and you added something to it after they started it, it's okay?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, one other thing I wanted to mention was...
And a light bulb is sufficient? It's not a...
Right, so Rabbi Heinemann's chop was that he has this like screw-in light bulb that adds some heat, and it lasts, and even when you turn off the oven, it's on a separate circuit. And it's even on a battery backup, so no matter what happens, that light will always stay on. So the mashgiach screws it in, and it's good for the duration of the bowl, which is, you know, a very long time. So since it provides some heat in the oven, that's enough. Some sort of idea like that. I don't know if it's a light bulb. It's like a glue. It's a glow stick or something like that that provides some sort of heat in the oven. Now, well, one thing I wanted to mention was, what about pancakes, okay, or sponge cakes and stuff like that? So anything which is made out of a liquid batter is not considered pas. Okay, I was talking to Rabbi Flavin about this last night about the hamoitzi. Okay, if you take pancakes. About hamoitzi, about this. Let's say you take pancakes. So you have to take challah off of it. You make a huge batter of pancakes or sponge cakes. So pashtas, you don't have to. Maybe there's a machlokes batter, but pashtas, you don't have to because it's, no matter what, it's not going to be considered bread. Because it's not dough. It's not made out of dough. It's made out of a liquid batter. So since it's made out of a liquid batter, it's not considered bread. It's not lechem. So therefore, it's not lechem. Therefore, it's not chayav in challah. You don't make hamoitzi on it. And you don't bench on it, even if you have a lot of it. And also, it wouldn't be subject to pas palter. So the shach says explicitly that anything which is lulase rakam, which comes from a liquid batter, like a sponge cake. Now you pour the sponge cake, marble, you know, that type of cake. What?
Yeah.
And pancakes and stuff like that, since they're not made out of a thick dough, like pretzels, they're not made out of thick dough, just a poured batter, and you don't have to, what is it?
Awaken your own.
Gotta get behind the counter once in a while, yeah. Okay, so now one other thing which comes very negaya, okay, is the following. At what point do you have to, so we said even if the Jew helps a little bit in the process, it works, okay? Now the question becomes, at what point in the process does the Jew have to help? Okay, and I'll tell you why this comes negaya. But here's what the Mechaber says. He says, Im ofa oivir kechavim hapas. This is Simon Kufyud Gimel, Sif Yud Beis. Im ofa oivir kechavim hapas, beloy chitui. So the Jew did not help in the fire. He didn't stoke the coals. He didn't throw in a little bit of some twigs. He didn't do anything. And the guy on this fire, the guy went ahead and baked it himself. Beloy kisem. And the Jew didn't participate in the fire. Afilu karmu pnei hapas patanu. The bread reached a level of karmu panea. What's karmu panea mean? Karmu panea means is that it became edible. The bread became somewhat edible. It's like a third baked. It's like the concept of Michael Ben Drusoy that you hear when it comes to Shabbos. It's partially baked. It's edible, but it's not really fully cooked or baked. Moyo chitu Yisrael kozman shapas tzarech latanur umashbiach ba'afiyosei adayin. As long as the bread is getting better, if you leave it in there, then if the Jew helps at that point to complete the process, then it would be considered pas Yisrael. Okay? And then he adds on, even if you took out the bread, so it's already edible, and the Jew goes out and puts it back in, even though the bread was already edible, okay, it's enough. Now the problem is that this is what the Mechaber says over here. Now we have to be very careful, because when we're going to start the halachas of Bishul Yisrael, Bishul Akum, you're going to find that it's the opposite, it's true. That the Mechaber there paskins, the Rama argues, but the Mechaber there paskins, that if once the food has hit the guy, let's say, made food and it hit Michael Ben Drusoy, it already hit the point that it's edible, then the Jew coming in afterwards and helping out at that point is too late, because the food became already edible. That means that you're being nana from the guy. The guy made a food, he made it, it became edible through his cooking, and you weren't involved. It's called Bishul Akum already. You're going to come in now, it's too late. That's the Mechaber Shita in Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Tes. The Rama over there argues. The Rama says, no, you can be makel on that. Okay? So, for example, this comes in when you have some people want to argue. Let's say you buy foods that are basically in instant type of foods. So what happens with these instant foods is they were really cooked already, and then they make them in a way that they preserve it, and you just have to add some water and make it edible. So the question is that a problem with bishul akum? Because the food already became edible through the goy's bishul, and now whatever the Jews gonna add, it's too late. Okay, so there are those that sometimes you'll see instant mashed potatoes. It says bishul yisrael on it. Bishul yisrael. It's not cooked. No, it was cooked. They made mashed potatoes, then they dehydrate the mashed potatoes, they make it into flakes, and they sell it to you. And you can add, theoretically, lukewarm water. You don't need a new bishul. You could do it in a klei shlishi. It's not a bishul process necessary.
You wouldn't eat it in that form, though.
That's true, but since it's necessary, it's not a bishul, so it means they did all the bishul necessary. Okay, we'll talk
not
about...
Not from your perspective.
No, because... okay, we'll talk about bishul akum. But I'm just giving an example where, let's say the guy made it halfway, and you would complete it. Yeah, it's even less. In a way, it's less, in a way, it's more. But in a way, it's less because it's not even edible now at all.
Right.
But in a way, it's... Okay. So let's say it's somehow... there's something that, they made the bishul... They made it partially. You came late. The mashgiach shows up late. And the food is halfway cooked. It's too late, according to the machaber. So over here, all of a sudden, the machaber's makel. And the machaber says it's okay. Now, the Vilna Gaon, on this halacha, he says, Ayin simin kuf yutes, kuf yugimel siftes bahaga. So the Vilna Gaon says, oh, the source for this is like the Ramah said over there. That's very nice. But the Machaber argued over there. And here the Machaber says it. So it's a very strange Gaon, what he's doing. But what it seems like the Vilna Gaon is telling us is that there's certain leniencies in the Isser of Pas Akum more than the Isser of Bishul Akum. And in Pas Akum, even the Machaber would agree that if you get bread, which is even if it's partially baked, okay, and it's edible in that state, but you can add to the baking and make enhance it with your own baking, it's mutter, and it will be considered pas yisrael. Okay, so now what this comes right again is, let's say
the machaber,
even according to the machaber, yeah. So now what happens a lot of times, let's say you go to a store, you go to the frozen section in public. So first of all, you have like you have pastry doughs, Pepperidge Farm, all these pastry doughs, so that's for sure okay, because that's just a dough. So even if it's totally made by a goy, okay, but who cares? You're baking it at your house. So you're baking it at your house. It's for sure mutter, mutter to do that, and that's not an issue at all. The question is when you have, let's say they have bagels, par baked bagels. So you buy these bagels, and they were already kind of baked. They were boiled, partially baked, and they just sell it frozen, and they sell it for the consumer to complete the process in their home. Right? There's such a thing, right?
That's already.
I'm talking about pas now.
Those are already cooked.
What? No, lentils is the finished product. No, there's nothing to add to that. But I'm talking about if they sell frozen bagels they're not raw, it's not dough. They've already boiled them and partially baked them, but they freeze it, so you're not just reheating it because they want to keep it fresh. So therefore, when you're reheating it, you're really finishing the baking process. So according to this, it should be okay. Because even though the process was done already to reach Michael Ben-Drusa, it's really edible. But since we're talking about pas over here, pas has this hetter that after Michael Ben-Drusa, the Yisrael can still add to the baking, it will be okay. So anything that you buy in like those type of stores, let's say frozen pizza or whatever, if they already kind of made the dough, okay, that would be considered pas Yisrael if you make it yourself. Okay.
But according to the Machaber, he wouldn't be subject to the laws of Bishul Akum to that? Because he did most of it.
Right, so we're saying by Bishul, in the Isser of Bishul Akum, he's more Machmer. But in the Isser of Pas Akum, he says it's okay to just finish the baking process. Well, see, right. Pas is not official. It's not subject to the laws of official, okay?
So as a law, it's supposed to make shuba, so then it's not a problem.
Correct. Any of these things are not going to be a problem because you finished the process. Once you saw finish the process, then it's mutter even according to the most machmer shita. It's mutter even according to the machaber. Okay? So, I think that's negel, let's say, it's negel to some of the frozen, you have soft pretzels, right? So how do they come? They're ready? They're ready?
They're frozen and they're not quite
What's
ready.
The step? What? What? They need to be finished, right? So the frozen, right? So those pretzels, and the truth is that I never ate them because I was one of them. But the mice, the MS is that now I'm thinking about it, is that these come frozen and they really need to be finished baking. So it's really mutter to eat it because even if you're machmer and passes palter, because the Yisrael in their house has to complete the baking process. So a soft pretzel is really like a bread. Okay, it's definitely like a bread item. So a soft pretzel, if anything, is more of a shayla if it's hamotzia mazonis, and maybe even hamotzia straight away, because there's nothing really that's taking away from its hamotzia status. You know? Is it a snack? Is it?
Yeah. What? It's really easy.
Yeah, but there has to be something defining it as a snack item. Because let's say a hard pretzel.
Not a shame.
What?
Not a shame, but something.
Yeah, the fact that it has to be something intrinsic about it. So what's given as criteria to make it mazonis is either it's filled. Okay, it has filling like the chocolate. It's very sweet.
What is cheese filled?
Okay, it's filled with something that is not a food item. No, it's filled with something that's not a food item. Okay? It's filled, it's sweet, or it's very hard, like a pretzel or whatever. But this thing is none of those. It's soft, it's not particularly sweet, it's not filled. So the fact that you have salt on it, I mean, why?
I think it's a snack.
So now you're saying a new thing. You're saying even if it doesn't have any of the definitions of pasta baba kistan, of snack food, but it's mitzias says that it's a snack food, is that enough? So that's not so posh. You have to find a source for that. Yeah, but some people do it oven if they're more, you know. Yeah, but still, microwave is a bishul process. It's enough. So it's not considered done, it needs to be completed. If you defrost it, it's edible. Just defrosting it. Even if it's edible, it's not going to be more than Michael Ben Jussoy. It's not going to be more than Carmel Parnell. So the fact that you're finishing it off will be enough. I'm saying you're completing the baking process. You're making it more edible. Yeah. All right, yeah.
Microwave is special. That's what you're asking. You're asking.
Baking, he's saying that baking is not considered baking.
So.
You're saying it right. It is microwave is not heating in this case. The microwave is actually
that's fine.
Baking.
But microwave.
Microwave is actually baking. So microwave.
Well,
microwave
normally, but official. It could be used for cooking as well. So microwave could be used for cooking as well.
Cooking
and baking is the same thing as long as it's done for. Okay, the bottom line is you're completing the baking process in that case, and that would be mutter, okay? Now, okay. One other point over here is what about if it's mixed in with other foods? Okay, so the mice, they say, even though I'm not so clear where that comes from, but what?
The croutons.
Yeah. Croutons in the salad, or let's say breadcrumbs. If you're makben, or during Sesame Chua, someone even had the shiloh. Someone made schnitzel with breadcrumbs that they have from the whole year, right? And they didn't have special pasisro breadcrumbs. So they sell in the store breadcrumbs for pasisro, because breadcrumbs are essentially bread that was. So the emphasis should be makben breadcrumbs also for pasisro. Even though it says over here that whenever you're makben on pasta sol, this is pasta sol.
What is it?
Pasta sol, those. Jason, that company.
Jason breadcrumbs.
Yeah. What?
Really?
Yeah. pasta strong. I don't know why, but I don't know where that comes from. The pasta strong, yeah. So, technically, that'll be all up because they're equally available. That you can't get so picky about saying, right. No, I want these pregnant and that pregnant. They're equally right. available, and what are you going to tell me? It doesn't exist? I mean, come on. We could do some things right. The breadcrumbs, you could probably get all of them. So, yeah, okay, good. So, I'll drive them. Okay. Now, there's one other, now, there's all sorts of halacha if two people are eating together, and is there lifnei iver and all these types of different halachas, but we're not getting involved in that because most people are not makban on it the whole year, and they're very specific. Even people that are, it's not, you know, that type of halacha. But one thing I didn't want to mention, one other thing I wanted to mention, which is going to be the segue into Bishlakum, which is much more complicated, is that we're going to talk about it again next week. I'm just mentioning it now. In the Isser of Bishul Akum, there's two essential components. One component is that Chazal only asks for certain types of foods, and there's two conditions. One is that it has to be a food which is oil al shulchan malachim. It has to be a food which is a chashav food. So if a guy cooks for you something which is not a chashav food, okay? What? Well, that's not cooked. Something which is not a chashav food. Okay, corn. They say corn is not a chashav food. It's made for animals. It's not a chashav food or whatever. So a food which is not a chashav food is not considered, is not subject to the laws of Bishul Akum. The one that you have to remember is that's not true when it comes to pas. So even if you have a case of pas akum, which is not a chashav pas, it's a little cookie, it's a cereal, or it's this. It's not chashav. It's still subject to Bishul Akum. Why? Because the point of pas akum is not because you're so happy and you feel so mechubid and still so honored that the guy did something for you. The point is because you need to live and you need to eat bread. So this guy helped you live because you need bread to live. So it's nothing to do with the chashivas. And therefore, kibshuta, there is an Avnei which argues on this, I think. But the pashtus is that even bread is not chashav and it's not oil al shulchan malachim, it's still subject to the iser of pas akum. That's, you have to remember that, and that's the halacha. So we can't get confused with one or the other. When we're talking about a pas akum, okay, it doesn't make a difference if it's oil al shulchan malachim or it's not oil al shulchan malachim. If it's pas, then it's going to be subject to the iser of pas palta. So, for example, it comes to cereals. Okay, some people will say that cereals are not oil al shulchan malachim; they're not kosher food. So, a cooked cereal is not going to be subject to Bishul Akum. But it's very well maybe that cereals are going to be subject to pas akum.
If it's pas, it's only pas, not bishul. That's what we said before.
There's even different types of cereals. So you have some cereals which are cooked, some are baked. Okay. So a cereal which is cooked maybe is not subject to Bishul Akum, but a cereal which is baked, okay, maybe subject to pas akum. Okay, so for example, let's say you have all sorts of different cookie cereal, cookie this, cookie that, okay, and some people even say Cheerios is also subject to pas akum, pas palter. Why? Because the Cheerio is a dough, and it has toyar lechem according to some shittas, so it looks like bread. You know, it has little, it's a dough which rises, it has little holes in it. It's hard to define exactly. So very big unclarity, or whatever that term is.
It's a very. Most of the Cheerios.
No, all manic grains. Five grains. No.
Corn. Corn. Most of the
Cheerios? No.
Cheerios. The different flavored Cheerios are corn. Yes. Some of them have oats, but some of them are just corn. Corn and sugar.
Okay, corn is not subject to this whole thing.
Some of them, the main ones that we eat, the regular one, honey.
So now the point would be is that if you hold that Cheerios is called pas. So according to that, it'll be subject to the laws of pas palta. Now most people say that there's nothing available pas so which is of the same quality. So it could be mutter anyway, except for sesame chuva. So sesame chuva could be that there would be in the tmirach. So you'd have to know what's the nature of the bread. But the fact that it's not choshev, that wouldn't make a difference. We got to be this halacha. So next week, Mr. Shem, we'll start the halachas of bishul. Okay? So,